Well, amen. That's good. You know, I bet the kids would really like to enjoy all the stories that she's bound to be able to tell, because all these songs are a story. And she ought to be able to keep them entertained. Amen. That's great. Thank you. Open your Bible to the book of Proverbs. What does the Bible say about wisdom? Let me say before we get started that next Sunday night we'll have a meeting of all the folks that helps with the game dinner and those of you that are interested in that. So be sure and remember that Sunday night's important meeting, and make extra effort to be sure and be here as we prepare for this year's game dinner. What does the Bible say about wisdom? A dictionary defines wisdom as the ability to discern with sound judgment. The ability to discern with sound judgment. A Bible dictionary says that wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It's not just having knowledge, it's using that knowledge in the right way. And but the Bible talks about wisdom as being something that comes from, it's God's perspective. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is God's perspective on things around us. You can have knowledge but be very foolish. And we need God's perspective. So the book of Proverbs is a book that is devoted to the idea of wisdom. Now, before I get into the lesson, anybody not have the lesson tonight, raise your hand. Anybody come in, did not get the lessons, all right? Hold your hands and they'll get right to you. And we're going to look at a lot of verses tonight. Be sure you're set. All of the adults, any adult here not have a King James Bible? Not have a King James Bible? Everybody got? Okay. All right. And Matt, you ain't got a King James Bible? Okay. As long as you've been around here without one, we're going to resurrect purgatory. All right. What are the actions of a wise man? What are the actions of a wise man? Well, what does the Bible say? Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. And we're going to take time and look at these verses. I'm not going to try to finish this lesson tonight. We'll just see where we get. And my lesson tonight's like a stick of bologna. We'll just cut it off wherever we end at, all right? But Proverbs chapter 1, and look at verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So the Bible says that a wise man will hear. Look in chapter 9. All of the verses I'm going to give you tonight will be from the book of Proverbs. There are many other verses in the Bible about wisdom, but we're going to stick just with Proverbs for this study. So Proverbs chapter 9, and look at what it says. Look in verse 9. Proverbs 9 and verse 9. Proverbs 9, verse 9, it says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." Now, from this we learn, number one, wisdom comes from listening. Wisdom comes from listening. Jesus had a favorite expression, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Most everybody's got ears, but everybody doesn't use them to hear. Someone has said God gave you two ears and one mouth, so you ought to listen at least twice as much as you talk. But the Bible puts a big premium on listening. And the way to gain wisdom, is the Bible tells us, is by listening. Listen. And then what are the actions of a wise man? Number two, look at while you're in chapter 9, look down in verse 8. It says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." The Bible says that a scorner will not accept your rebuke. He's not interested in the corrections, not trying to learn, not trying to do better. However, a wise man, even when the truth sort of hurts a little bit, the Bible tells us that a wise man will love you for telling him the truth. Turn to chapter 17, Proverbs chapter 17. Every time a critic speaks, first thing you ought to do is ask yourself, is there any truth at all in what he or she is saying? And maybe 9 things out of 10 of what they're saying is just not so. But that one thing can be a help to you if you'll let it. Always look at any criticism to see if there's something from that that can help me. But chapter 17, and look at verse 10. Chapter 17 and verse 10. It says, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. A reproof. A reproof entereth more. A reproof corrects more in a wise man than 100 stripes. Taking someone, beating them with 100 stripes won't bring the correction that just a reproof will to someone who's wise enough to accept that reproof. All right? And then turn to chapter 15 and verse 31. Chapter 15, verse 31. Ask yourself, are you a wise man or are you a fool? Do you accept reproof? Do you accept correction? All right, look at what it says. Chapter 15 and verse 31. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Now from this we learn, number two, what are the actions of a wise man? Number one, wisdom comes from listening. Number two, a wise man accepts correction. A wise man accepts correction. What are the actions? What are the actions of a wise man? Well, what does the Bible say? Turn to Proverbs chapter 10 and look at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. From this we learn, number three, a wise person takes time to prepare. A wise son takes time to prepare. He knows the winter's coming, he prepares for it. He knows that there's the activities going on in his life, he prepares for it. People need to take time to prepare for life and the things that's going on. Of course, the very most important of all of that is to prepare for eternity, isn't it? But it's not just a preparing for eternity. We need to prepare to pay our bills and to pay them on time. We need to prepare to be thankful and prepare to be to do the things that we're supposed to do. Take our job seriously and be effective with them. All right, number four. What are the actions of a wise man? Turn to Proverbs chapter 10 and look at verse 8. Proverbs 10, 8. It says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. A wise person will receive commandments. Will receive. They will allow themselves to be under authority. A wise person. A fool is one who will not accept anybody's authority in their life. They're constantly rebelling. They're constantly fighting against everything. They're not willing to put, they weren't willing to submit to mom and dad. They're not willing to submit to their school officials. They're not willing to submit to a pastoral leadership. They're not willing to submit to any laws that are going on around them. They are rebellious. The Bible tells us that a wise person will receive commandments. All of us have to answer. Amen? All of us have to answer. And if you're married, don't tell me you don't know how to answer. Everybody has to answer, all right? And so the Bible tells us that that a wise man will receive. Now, I want you to notice, not only does it talk about, turn to chapter 13, look at verse 1. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A wise son. The Bible has a lot to say about wise children and about how not to waste your parents. The Bible talks about wisdom, and wisdom is hearing instruction. Mom and dad don't know everything, but they've sure been around the block a time or two more than you have. We can all learn, can we not? We can all learn, and a wise son doesn't waste all of those years of experience. He hears them. He hears them. All right? Turn with me to chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Just looking at Bible tonight. Proverbs chapter 19. It says, hear counsel, verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, there are some folks that as they get older in life, they got a lot of wisdom. And there are some that are as dumb as an ox. They may be 80 years old, but they still don't know enough to how to come in out of the rain. And the reason is because they've never been willing to receive instruction. Amen? So the Bible, from this we learn. Number four, wisdom follows instructions. Wisdom follows instructions. It's just wise to read the instructions, isn't it? How many times have you messed up something because you took it? And without reading the instructions, bless God, you didn't need it. Huh? Yeah. And after you ripped two or three things, tore two or three things, tried to put something in where it doesn't go, and you've already tore the side out of it, you read the instructions and realized it doesn't go there. Can you tell this is the voice of experience telling you that? Wisdom follows instructions. What are the actions of a wise man? Look at verse 14 of chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 14. And be sure you're filling these sheets out. These make great study sheets. They make great things to counsel for others. These make good reviews to do when you're family at home. Be sure you fill them out. Number 10, chapter 10, look at verse 14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So notice that it says that they lay up, they pile knowledge. So from this we learn that, number five, those who have wisdom are constantly learning. Constantly learning. We're here tonight to learn something, amen? Not to come, sit back, kick off, pull your shoes off, lay back in the seat. Sit here and think, well, we'll sing our song, we'll say amen, I've done my part, I've come to church. You know, that's not why we're here tonight. We're here to learn something. And you say, well, preacher, I got the gist of this study. The gist is that a wise man learns stuff. You're an idiot. Not only that, you're going to die an idiot. Come to church to learn. Say that with me. Come to church to learn. I want you to go home with something to chew on tonight. And God's Word has something for you. Somebody got something on here? Wise person will learn. Chapter 10, look at verse 19. Just glad it's not mine. I check every time. I'm afraid I'm going to forget and leave mine on when I come in here. Chapter 10, look at verse 19. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. He that refraineth his lips is wise. Turn to chapter 17. Chapter 17. And look at verse 28. Proverbs 17, verse 28. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding. You know what it's saying? The Bible says you can be a fool, but if you keep your mouth shut, nobody will know it. Is that what it said? All right. So, then turn to chapter 29. Chapter 29 and verse 11. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. You know that? Boy, I gave him peace of my mind. Might ought not be wasting it. So from this we learn, number six, a wise man will control his tongue. Amen? Wise men will control his tongue. Learn to bite your tongue. People say, well, you know, I can't help it. I'm just honest, and if it comes to my mind, you know, I feel like if you think it, you might as well say it. That's dumb. You know, honesty without kindness is brutality. You know, just because you think something doesn't mean you ought to say it. If your words are going to hurt somebody, you better pray about that a long time. And so the Bible teaches us that a wise one will control his tongue, number six. Number seven, what are the actions of a wise man? Turn to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. These are the characteristics of a wise man. These are ways to gain in wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11. And look at what it says. Look at verse 30. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. The Bible teaches us that soul winning brings wisdom, and that a person who has wisdom cares about souls. Now, all of us, well, I think we watch the news and we hear of somebody, you've never even heard of them before. Maybe they're a different nationality, maybe they live in a different country, but you hear something tragic, it happens, and your human emotions are touched, and you feel something for that person, or at least you ought to. You feel for them. How much more so should you feel for them, realizing that a person is an eternal soul, and they're going to live forever and ever. And if they do not receive Christ as their personal Savior, they're going to exist in a burning hell, a place of torment, forever and ever and ever. A wise person knows that. And a wise person wants to see them saved. So from this we learn, number seven, a wise person wins souls. That's why everybody ought to give tracts out, pass tracts out, share your testimony, tell people what the Lord has done for you, invite people, try to get people to the church, try to get them under the gospel. Do whatever you can, because a wise person wins souls. And then look at chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. What are the actions of a wise man? Proverbs chapter 12. Now, look at verse 15. Proverbs 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. That means everybody can find a way in your own eyes of justifying your lifestyle. You can justify whatever you do. You know, it's an amazing thing. You can read about the big crime people and the mafia and the horrible things they would do. Yet they'd come back to their own communities and they were there's honor among thieves, as the expression goes. They found a way of justifying what they did so that they could sleep nights and they'd go to church and they'd be respectable people in their churches and in their communities, and yet they were having people murdered, doing all kinds of things in the name of money. The way of a man, the Bible tells us that a man has that ability, that capability of always making everything right in his own eyes. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And then I want you to notice, turn to chapter 13 and look at verse 10. Chapter 13 and verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. The well-advised is wisdom. What are the actions of a wise man? Turn to chapter 19. And look at verse 20. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20. It says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." Now, from this we learn, number 8, wise people learn to seek counsel. Wise people learn to seek counsel. Folks, do you want to know if you've got a pride problem? Let me tell you one of the first places that pride will raise its ugly head. It's in the area of being willing to seek and accept counsel from others. The Bible teaches us that everybody ought to have a spiritual cabinet. You ought to have counselors, people that you respect. That you seek their spiritual thought. Now, I said spiritual people. Don't go to unspiritual people for spiritual advice. Don't go to your hairdresser, unless she's a spiritual hairdresser, to ask what you ought to do about your marriage. Get counsel. To you young couples raising children, one of the wisest things you can do is get some counsel from some of these older parents that you feel like have done a good job. Look at them and say, "Hey, I only get one shot at this. If you had everything to do over again, what would you do? What would you do differently? What do you think are some of the key things that helped things to turn out right? What have you learned from being a parent? Can you tell me as a mom, what are the most important things that you would tell me as a mom? Hey, that's important. Now, you can be, nobody's going to tell me how to be a mother. Nobody's going to tell me how to raise my kids. Go ahead, smarty pants. But a wise person says, "Boy, instruction, if it's free, I want to hear it." The Bible talks about wisdom. So from this we learn, wisdom, number 8, wise people learn to seek counsel. Counsel. All of us need counsel. Number 9, what are the actions of a wise man? Turn to chapter 13. Look at verse 20. "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Have you get the idea that God has a lot to say about being wise and being foolish? And so He tells us, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." Now from this we learn, number 9, wisdom is hanging out with the right people. Amen? I wonder how many young people, how many teenagers got in trouble, not because they themselves were looking for trouble, but because they were hanging out with those who were. I wonder how many young married couples in their 20s have marriage problems because one or both had friends in their life that were bad influences on a young married couple. I'm thinking someone right now came in, not here in our church, so came and talked to me. They were serving God and doing well. And one of them made friends with a neighbor, and that neighbor was not a godly person, and they knew this neighbor was not a godly person. And this neighbor got to wanting to go to the clubs, got to wanting to go dancing, got to wanting to go partying. And they knew it was wrong, but they began to go with them. And it tore their marriage apart. Wisdom is hanging out with the right people. Say that with me. Wisdom is hanging out with the right people. I don't care if you're talking about kids playing in the neighborhood. I don't care if you're talking about teenagers going to the schools. I don't care if you're talking about young couples. I don't care if you're talking about us middle-aged folks. I want to start saying that more and more because it won't be long I won't be able to say that. Us middle-agers. I don't care if you are a senior citizen. People that you hang around affect your attitude. Amen? Wisdom is hanging out with the right people. Wisdom is knowing, hey, I may like him. I may be drawn to this person. They may be a ball of fun. When I get around them, I just laugh. I mean, you know, they've got a lot of good traits. Yeah, I know. But wisdom is saying, but the bad side is not worth the benefits. You know, you can go to a garbage can, pick out a good piece of corn here and there. Maybe a biscuit. But the surroundings ruins the good that's there, doesn't it? Now, a wise person knows this in themselves, and they hang out with the right people. Well, Jesus ate with sinners, yes, but he didn't play with them.
That's right.
Jesus went out to reach people for Christ. You ought to do the same. But you watch who you play with. Wisdom, hanging out with the right people. Number 10, what are the actions of a wise person? Turn to chapter 14, look at verse 6. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6. We're just looking at the Bible and just seeing what it says. It says in verse 6, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. You know, you can come to church, and if you've got a sweet spirit, you'll just learn. But you get a critical spirit. Because you don't like something that was said. Do you realize that if you already know everything that's going to come out of here, we're doing you no good. Amen? Somewhere along the line, we ought to load your cart. Somewhere along the line, if I'm preaching like I ought to be preaching, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on your hide. And what you want is you want a preacher that's got the guts to preach on your neighbor's sins. You're just thinking of two or three members. You're saying, boy, oh boy, I hope the preacher gets them, and I hope I'm there when he does. And man, when he does, when he got the guts to get in there and preach what they need, you're sitting there going, The only problem is, if he's got the guts to preach on your neighbor's sin, guess what? Your phone's going to ring one of these nights. Now, you know, a wise person gets as far as he can away from evil and tries to grow in the Lord. So I want you to notice what it says, chapter 14, and look at it's talking about in verse 16. It says that a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. From this we learn wisdom. Wise people get as far away from evil as they possibly can. You don't play with it. You don't hang on the edge. You get away from it. You know, our president said that there is evil in the world. That in spite of the humanistic modern view that everybody is really good and there have been some that have maybe been mistreated in their neighborhood and it's caused them to do some things they should not have done, but that's because of the exposure that they had. That's because this, no sir, the Bible teaches that there may be that, but the Bible teaches us there is such a thing as evil in the world. There is good and there is evil. And so the Bible teaches us that wisdom, that people who have wisdom, wise people, number 10, get as far as possible from evil. Turn to chapter 20. What are the actions of a wise man? Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse 1. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. That's alcohol. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise, the Bible says. Not wise. Not wise. The Bible tells us, turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Look at verse 29. It asks the question, who hath woe? That's misery, problems, troubles. Answer, who hath sorrow? Who's got problems and things they're sorry of? Wish they'd not done, wish they'd not said, wish they could go back and replay that night over. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Just mad, aggravated, having a relationship problems. Who hath babbling? Can't even put a sentence together correctly. Who hath wounds without cause? Wake up and everything has happened and don't even know how it happened. Who hath redness of eyes? And here's the answer. They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Well, how do you overcome this? Verse 31, look not thou upon the wine when it's red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it move itself aright. In other words, when it becomes spirited, when it becomes alcoholic. It says, when it does this, at the last it'll bite like a serpent, it'll sting like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, thine heart shall utter perverse things. You'll say things you can't believe that you would say. That you shall be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea. You'll take risks. You'll do some of the craziest things in the world. You'll put yourself and others at risk. Or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast, get right up on top of something and lie down up there. Normally you'd be scared to death to get up there, but you won't when you're doing that. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beat me, and I felt it not. Yet when shall I awake? I'll seek it again. From this we learn, what is a wise man? Number 11, people who have wisdom will abstain from alcoholic beverages. Abstain from it. Don't have anything to do with it. Well, I tell you, preacher, you know, I agree with you, man. You know, the only time I drink, you know, I drink a little social once in a while, maybe have one when I come home at night. But, you know, I don't believe in heavy drinking. That's not what the Bible is talking about. Right. When it becomes something other than what God made. You see, when you take that grape off the vine, that grape is good for you. It's good for you to consume. It's healthy. It has medicinal purposes in it. It will help you. It has many different things that will affect your health. It's good to take. You can press the juice out and drink the juice. That's good for you. Nowhere in the world will you ever find a grape on a vine that is alcoholic. Nowhere. Nowhere. Well, now, preacher, I beg differ on that. Now, if you leave that thing out there in the sun, that sun hits that, what will happen is that thing will ferment? No, sir. No, sir. Check your science. Nowhere in the world can anything become alcohol except through the science of man. It's got to be plucked out. It's got to be put in an airtight container. It's got to have just the right amount of ingredients. It's got to be kept at just the right temperature for just the right length of time. Man has to use his science. Man has to use his ingenuity. Man has to get involved. And then what he pours out of that is something that God says, don't you even look at it now. When it becomes spirited, when it's moving around, when that color is changed, that stuff will ruin your life. And wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Amen. I wonder tonight, do you have alcohol in your home? Is there Budweiser in your refrigerator right now? You got a little wine in your household? The Bible says you're not wise. Well, preacher, I tell you, I feel like they're going to drink it somewhere. I'd rather drink it in my home. I've got a favorite expression for you. That if you'll check real close, you'll probably find out you're an idiot in another area too. A wise person will abstain from alcohol. I mean totally, total abstinence. No alcohol. None. And if you want your children to grow up and hate it, you need to instill in them, young, very young in their life, a hatred for alcohol. I love what Mrs. Hiles used to do when Brother Hiles was just a little boy. She'd go and tear out a picture out of a Look magazine of an ad of alcohol, and she'd take her little old boy and she'd take him and say, "Look, Jack, alcohol, bad. And she'd say, "Say that, son. Say bad. He'd go, bad. She'd say, "Say it again, bad. She'd say, "Here, son, say it. Alcohol, bad. And she'd say, "Here, let's put it on the floor." She'd put it on the floor. "Let's stomp on it, son. Let's stomp on it. Come over here. Stomp it with Mama." And they'd stomp on alcohol, bad. Stomp on alcohol, bad. Huh? You see, your family needs to learn what you hate. And the problem a lot of times is that you've got a friend of yours who drinks and you don't want your family to be too hurt, or you've got a family member. And you don't want the kids to feel bad toward grandma, even though grandma has a hot toddy every night. I want to tell you something. Your kids can love granny and still understand that what they're doing is wrong. You can teach them that cigarette smoking is bad. The alcohol is bad. But you can still teach them to love their grandparents and love their uncles and love their aunties and love their cousins. But understand that what they're doing is bad. It's bad. It's bad. The Bible tells us our children they're born with a bending. They're bent in the wrong direction. They're too much like us. And they've got to be rebent, reformed. And that's what your job is. That's what my job is. The Bible says that God has lent them unto us. They're not yours. They're not mine. They're His. And wisdom. Wisdom is teaching them to stay away from alcohol. Totally away from it. None of it. My wife has never tasted alcohol. We've got several people in this church that has never, ever, one time, ever tasted alcohol. Boy, that's wise. Amen. That's wisdom. Wisdom will stay. What are the actions of a wise man? Look at number 12. Turn to chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Look at verse 7. Proverbs chapter 28 and look at verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Notice from this we learn that a wise man obeys God's teachings. A wise man obeys God's teachings. I was not a Christian until I was 19 years old. I was not saved till I was 19. And I, like many of you, so wish that I could go back and become a Christian as a 7, 8, 9-year-old child. Boy, I look at some of these children that are raised in homes, godly homes, where the Bible is very much a part of their life, and they're brought up to be faithful in church, three to thrive in Sunday school, and they go to children's programs, and they're in youth activities when they come along. And boy, I tell you, they're so far ahead of most of us. There's so many things don't have to be reprogrammed in their life. And the Bible tells us that a wise person will obey God's teachings. Let me give you two more verses. Turn to chapter 8, number 13. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Look at verse 14. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Understanding. Turn to chapter 10 and look at verse 13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Now from this we learn, wise men will seek to understand. Boy, I wonder how differently we might come across to people if we try to have an understanding heart. Amen? Tried to understand. All of us have made mistakes that we wish we could go back and redo. All of us are still making mistakes. None of us have arrived. None of us have obtained. Every single one of us can look at things and say, man, I wish I'd have done that differently. And we need to look at one another with the same spirit. Understanding. Boy, how it helps a church to walk together in sweet harmony and love when its members seek to understand. The Bible talks about wise men will seek understanding. Let's stop there and let's bow our heads for a moment. Heads bowed and eyes.